Chapter 2 International Law Today. The expanding legal scope of international concern. International law since the middle of the last century has been developing in many directions as the complexities of life in the modern era have multiplied. For, as already emphasized, law reflects the conditions and cultural traditions of the society within which it operates. The community evolves a certain specific set of values, social, economic, and political, and this stamps its marks on the legal framework which orders life in that environment. Similarly, international law is a product of its environment. It has developed in accordance with the prevailing notions of international relations, and to survive it must be in harmony with the realities of the age. Nevertheless, there is a continuing tension between those rules already established and the constantly evolving forces that seek changes within the system. One of the major problems of international law is to determine when and how to incorporate new standards of behavior and new realities of life into the already existing framework, so that on the one hand, the law remains relevant and, on the other, the system itself is not too vigorously disrupted. Changes that occur within the international community can be momentous and reverberate throughout the system. For example, the advent of nuclear arms created a status quo in Europe and a balance of terror throughout the world. It currently constitutes a factor of unease as certain states seek to acquire nuclear technology. Another example is the technological capacity to mine the oceans and the consequent questions as to the nature and beneficiaries of exploitation. The rise of international terrorism has posited new challenges to the system as states and international organizations struggle to deal with this phenomenon, while retaining respect for the sovereignty of states and for human rights. There are several instances of how modern developments demand a constant reappraisal of the structure of international law and its rules. The scope of international law today is immense. From the regulation of space expeditions to the question of the division of the ocean floor, and from the protection of human rights to the management of the international financial system, its involvement has spread out from the primary concern with the preservation of peace to embrace all the interests of contemporary international life. But the raison d'être of international law and the determining factor in its composition remains the need and characteristics of international political system. Where more than one entity exists within a system, there has to be some conception as to how to deal with other such entities, whether it be on the basis of coexistence or hostility. International law, as it has developed since the 17th century, has adopted the same approach and has in general, though with notable exceptions, eschewed the idea of permanent hostility and enmity, because the state, while internally supreme, wishes to maintain its sovereignty externally and needs to cultivate other states in an increasingly interdependent world. It must acknowledge the right of others. This acceptance of rights possessed by all states, something unavoidable in a world where no one can stand alone, leads inevitably to a system to regulate and define such rights and, of course, obligations. And so one arrives at some form of international legal order, no matter how unsophisticated and how occasionally positively disorderly.